News throbs tonight. Kate Bush reveals why she ran naked into the big cat's enclosure at Chester Zoo this afternoon.
I like the small baby lion.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds, snakes, an airplane. Lily Bruce is not a brain.
This is Whitfield. Hi, this is Whitfield. I think Naomi Campbell has a gravel Annie disorder. This is with you.
Bit of attitude guitar you like to hear on the record by REM. And, oh yes.
Hi, this is Wickfield. I think Naomi Campbell has a gravel fanny disorder.
Peter Bainham is around tonight, but not quite at the moment. I sent him to the Gram Lab to get Bruce Springsteen's The River on a liquid disc, so I don't think he'll be here for a while. See, by the way, that the Beatles are to release a new single. It's been recorded with John Lennon's voice. The other three Beatles are just playing along. Now, according to what I've been reading about it, to recreate the right creative atmosphere, McCartney wrestled with an imaginary John Lennon during the important moments. He said, I had to fight very hard to get my own way, he said in a statement he issued today on a farm. After heavy arguments with thin air, he was overheard in the corridor muttering stuff like, he's losing it, or trying to get the others to gang up on John. McCartney is, however, on record as saying, it was tough but worth it. For the first time, I really think I got the better of John. Ringo, for his part, said it was pretty weird to see Paul shouting at a mic stand and saying stuff like, look, I'll split the band if you don't watch it, or get that gook out of here. And later in the program tonight, Jeremy Paxman says why he prefers to watch party conferences from the Newsnight studio rather than attend in person.
Because I like watching big tellies and you can see it better.
Is made.
Last record.
No, here's today's feedback report number one.
Righto, sir. We're looking today at white face trouble. It does cause some difficulty, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
What happens if you get a lot of white faced people with faces considerably wider than their shoulders, overlapping and drooping down and so on, in one place?
I think they get aggressive.
What would happen there?
They might have a collision all over, wouldn't they?
What, banging at the head level?
Yes.
Where would be the worst place for a large number of white faced people to conglomerate?
Yes, that to a cul-de-sac, you know, for...
Facing which way? The blank end or the...
Blank end.
And if you were in a window, say, overlooking it, medieval style, what would you see?
Well, like, it might panic a bit, you know.
Panic, turmoil?
Yes, that's right.
What about the ones at the front who are being crushed by the white faces coming up behind them?
I think I just feel sad for them, really.
Would you offer up a prayer?
A prayer out to our Father.
What about white-faced children taking exams? What problems could happen there?
Yes, that could be copying, you know. It was cheating, really. You think I could look over the shoulder, you see.
What, with the width of their face?
Yes.
What about a white-faced child on a bicycle?
Well, the wind had blown maybe onto the road. Just the face, if it was too wide, like an umbrella.
What is a really bad width for a face?
I checked it any more than 3 foot wide to be properly dangerous.
And the ideal width for a face?
I'd say two.
Two?
2 feet.
Live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of the nation, raiding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV. Its satellite links are United States of Unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is the reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in this world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected on television? The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address.
Peter Bainham showed up. Peter.
Hi, Chris.
How'd you get on? Did you find Bruce Springsteen on Liquid Disc?
No, they haven't got those at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, I'm pop back in a bit and see if they've got...
If you could, please,
yeah. Or the director. Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learns to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar-sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a Union COLA cost of living allowance on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation on television. The drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
Did you see the moral maze on TV?
No.
TV?
No.
It's just one of those typical TV transfers, and I did nicked from radio. And it's simply, you know, on radio it's kind of like a kind of tabloid argument dressed up in highfalutin terms and polysyllable words. That's basically what it is. Television, suddenly the argument vanishes and it just becomes body language. And there's Michael Burke just sitting there. It's a classic example of one of these things that they just nick for television. It's another reason why TV execs should, if they had any decency about them, would just wander off into the woods and never come back. And on television, it's just... Well, I suppose it could have been... I mean, do you know what they did in the pilot?
What?
Well, they had this actual maze...
Yeah.
In the studio, laid out like Hampton Court, and Michael Burke, who suffers from a total lack of vertigo when it comes to holding the moral high ground, was telling them, was kind of overlooking the thing, and saying things like, good, you take four paces towards good. And there was Hugo Grin, actually on a raised lump of land in the studio, which was called the moral high ground. And there at the end, like at the end of the radio show, he gave his sort of liberal, let's just try and understand everything summary. And he gave it on the television pilot from a revolving luminous cross, a blue revolving luminous cross. And then the titles played out.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Are you going to go out, by the way, and do some driving information?
Yeah, I'm giving
tonight?
Driving advice, basically.
People have been finding about us already, haven't they?
That's right, yeah. People are ringing up, and they're going to be asking me where to drive to. For example, just spoken to Bob Fashanu from Porthcawl. He's got a Vauxhall Astra. I told him to drive to Middlesbrough at 45 miles per hour. And Susie Gauthier-Gilman, she lives in Sutton in Surrey. She's got a Peugeot 205, so I told her to drive to Chad. Going at least a part of the way across some fields.
Calls are coming through right now. If you go through to Studio 3.
Studio 3?
Yeah, you can take calls in there all the time. Then come back with an update about 20 minutes.
See you in a bit.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Sleep them in the sack. yes, 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 it's my awesome almanac. Friday evening, people get together, hiding from the weather. Tea and toasted butter currant bun, can't compensate for lack of sun, because the summer's all gone.
Driving inquiry tonight with Peter Bainham. Phone up, say where you are, say what kind of car. Peter, the red light's on.
Chris, can you please come through to the studio now?
Why don't
please?
You get back to Studio 3? There are people calling up now with
Chris,
driving
please,
inquiries.
Chris!
What?
Chris, there is a body in there.
What the hell are you talking about?
There is a body in Studio 3.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, I'm not bloody joking.
A body?
There's a body in Studio 3.
Who is it?
I think it's Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker's dead in Studio 3.
Yes.
Do you know what that shows?
What?
That shows if you're a DJ that still plays vinyl, you shouldn't share needles. It just killed Johnny Walker.
Chris, okay, I'm not bloody joking. There is Johnny Walker in there.
What do you think he died of? You think he took so many poppers his head fell out of his ass?
Chris, I don't care. Look at me.
Is that puke?
Yes, it's puke.
God, he's serious. Come on.
Yes,
can
come
you
on.
Fade up Studio 3? Fade up Studio 3. Can you fade it up when we go through? Jeez. What's that? Hang on, turn that tape on.
Yeah.
Turn it off.
Yes, okay.
Get those flies away from his head, I'll see if I can identify. It is Johnny Walker, look.
Yes.
He's lying on the floor like an old sock.
Johnny!
He's
Johnny, dead. Wake up!
He's dead.
Johnny! Johnny! Johnny!
Peter, stop slapping his face, he's dead! You'll slap it off!
Johnny.
You'll slap his face off, he's
Johnny.
Dead! Peter! Peter! God, what'd you do to his face? You sick? Just cover his head up.
What?
Put this record sleeve on his head.
Oh, what? Stop.
Cover his head up,
okay,
he's
okay.
Dead.
Okay. Oh. Okay?
Now I'm gonna phone security. You sit on his head. I don't want him sitting up like some stiffs do. I'm going to phone security. Sit on his head.
Yes.
Sit on his head. Now it's covered in the sleeve, and I'm going to phone security.
Control.
Hello, can we have Johnny Walker's body removed from Studio 3 as quickly as possible, please?
I beg your pardon?
Yes, Johnny Walker's body removed from Studio 3 as quickly as possible, please.
Sorry, Johnny Walker's...
Body. Is there anything we should do now?
I don't understand. Can you explain the situation?
Yeah, my name is... And I'd like you to remove Johnny Walker's body from Studio 3 as quickly as possible, please. I'd appreciate your full speed.
Johnny Walker's body from Studio 2.
As quickly as possible, please.
Yeah, what? I mean, is the guy dead or what?
Thank you very much.
Sorry?
Of course he's dead.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I don't understand what's going on.
Listen, he's dead. Can you remove his body? Can you be as quick as possible, please? Just say yes.
Yeah, I'll get in touch with somebody right away.
Thank you.
What did he say?
He said that we have to take the body through to our studio.
What?
He said that you've got to drag the body through to our studio.
What? That's what he said. Talking about? Yeah.
So, Peter, listen, just drag the body through to the studio.
No!
Lek, you're in shock. Just do what you're told.
Chris!
Peter, a man's died. There are rules to follow. Now, drag him
Chris,
through.
Chris, I don't care!
Peter,
I'm not
please,
taking bloody...
Peter, please, drag dead Johnny Walker through to our studio.
Oh!
Just grab hold of his boot. Mind the spur.
God,
disentangle his head from the tape machine.
Oh!
And just pull him through. Don't dribble on him. Thanks, Peter. That's great. That's great.
It's not great.
That's great. You say his head's stuck in the door. Okay, hang on. Shit. This was Johnny Walker's favourite piece of music. Every day he'd turn up to work, this was blasting from the speakers of his moped. You got rid of the flies?
Yes.
Okay, just put it down in the chair here.
Yeah.
Please put it down in the chair, okay?
Yeah, I'm doing my best. Oh, God.
Did you hear that?
Oh, what a horrible noise.
Did you hear that? When you dropped him in the chair, some air came out of his lung and went through his throat. You were saying, right, that he should be allowed to say goodbye to his fans.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a shame, but he can't, can he really? I mean,
well, actually, he can.
What are you talking about?
When I spoke to the security guard, he said that we had to punch a couple of holes in the back of his neck.
What for?
We've got to do that for the corpse.
What's it called?
Procedure. So really? when you do that,
yeah,
you can actually make him talk.
How?
All you need for him to talk, right, is air going across his vocal cords. Think about it.
Yeah, but he's dead. I mean,
yeah, punch the holes in the back of his neck.
What with this?
Yeah, go on. Just work it. Go on.
Give it here.
Oh, that's right. No. That's it.
Yeah.
Just push it through.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Now, all you have to do is blow through the neck.
No!
And I'll move the mouth.
What?
Blow through the neck and I'll move the mouth.
This is disgusting.
Just do it, Peter. You want him to say goodbye. It's your idea. Now, do it.
Do you think this is right?
Just do it.
This is the best thing.
It is the right thing to do. I'm telling you.
Okay.
So I'll move the mouth. Hang on.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Now do that again. Just give a bit more breath. Brilliant!
That was amazing. You said goodbye.
Yay!
Can we do it again?
Yeah.
Go on.
Blow again. Nice one.
That is absolutely fantastic.
Hey, look.
God.
Put that in his mouth.
Okay. Oh my God! Wait a minute. Sit him on this thing.
Yeah.
Here,
okay.
Right?
Sit him on that.
Right. Put that there.
Let's ask him. Let's ask him. Johnny, hold his head and wag it when I give you the thumbs
up. Okay.
Do you want to sit on that? Okay. Now sit him on it.
What? One.
Oh, brilliant! Do that again. Johnny.
Just come in. You got a question for us, Richard?
I've
got no idea, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Now, if a jock dies, apparently it's BBC policy to have them stuffed.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
Actually, during the news,
yeah.
Can you find a phone number of a taxidermist?
Sure.
Thanks. Yeah, no, Richard, you want to ask us a question again? Yeah, just see if we can get it in just before the news. Yeah, what do you want to ask? Sorry, I can't help you.
Chris. Keep busting.
one. Apparently got one taxidermist. Who is still open in London.
Hi, this is Cyndi Lauper. Isn't Phil Collins a little wanker?
We're only making plans for Nigel. We only want what's best for him.
Kitty's outing in this half too. Paul Garner in the shop.
We're only making plans for Nigel. Nigel just needs that helping hand. And if young Nigel says he's happy, he must be happy, he must be happy, he must be happy in his world. We're only making plans for Nigel. As this future in our British deals, we're only making plans for Nigel. Nigel's whole future is as good as sealed. Yeah, and if young Nigel says he's happy, he must be happy, he must be happy, he must be happy in his world.
Good afternoon, my name is Bannister. Do you do taxidermy?
I don't personally, no, but he's out.
Is he due back?
Later on, yes. What is it you want to know?
Yes, I have, something that needs stuffing quite urgently.
What is it?
Well, it's a mammal.
Well, what is it?
Quite a large mammal. Do I have your confidence on this?
Yes.
Well, this is for an exhibition.
Yes.
On the history of radio.
Yes.
And somebody told me that it was possible to get a person. Taxidermized in London. Put on display.
You're talking about a human being?
Yes, but
I'm
I have to say this
it is against the law.
We've got round that because this was in his will.
No, I'm sorry. It is against the law.
No, it's
it
not.
It is against the law.
No, we have permission.
It doesn't matter. It is against the law.
We have permission from the Crown.
Well, I'm sorry, Miss Mivaha would not get involved.
It's the DJ, Johnny Walker.
He died a couple of months ago.
That's right.
Right, I'll talk to Miss Mivaha.
I realise it's distressing and we're all going to miss Johnny, but we do need a background for him.
What do you mean by background?
Well, sometimes animals have a sort of, if they're in a case or something, they have a background, don't they? They're sometimes on...
Yeah, a diorama.
Yes. Could you do a DJ diorama? If we supplied some of the gear?
Yes.
In the meantime, you would be able to ask Mr. Yvonne if he might be prepared to stuff Johnny Walker.
All right, I'll have a word with him.
Thank you very much.
And you're Mr. Bannister?
Yes.
All right, then.
Excellent.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So taxidermist, no good.
Oh, wait a minute. What about that one? You know about that stuffed duckling you showed me the other week?
The French?
Yeah, the French. Ring the French people.
The French will do it.
Yeah.
Exits to freeways twisted like knots on the fingers.
Right.
Jewels cleaving skin between breasts.
Can you get a French? You can. Good. A fiver on it.
Cadillac breathes 400 horses over the line. You aren't going to Reseda to make love to a model from Ohio whose real name you don't know. You spin like the Cadillac was overturning down a cliff on television. And the radio is on, and the radio man is speaking, and the radio man says women were a curse. So men built Paramount Studios, and men built Columbia Studios, and men built a Los Angeles. It is 5 a.m., and you are listening to Los Angeles. Angeles. You live in Los Angeles, and you are going to Reseda. We are all in some way or another going to Reseda someday to die. And the radio man laughs because the radio man fucks a model too. Gone savage, or teenagers with automatic weapons and boundless love. Gone savage for teenagers who are aesthetically pleasing, in other words, fly. Los Angeles beckons the teenagers to come to her on buses. Los Angeles loves love. It is 5 a.m. and you are listening to Los Angeles.
I don't believe you've got one. They've got a French taxidermist. Soul copying, scriptwriter's nightmare.
I'm going to Los Angeles.
Yeah, put it up anytime.
To build a screenplay about lovers who murder each other. I am going to Los Angeles to...
Hello, bonjour.
Ah, bonjour, madame.
C'est plutôt un monsieur.
Ah... Je m'excuse, à cause du ligne mauvais. Mais, monsieur,
oui?
Vous êtes taxidermiste, oui?
Oui, je sais plus.
Eh bien.
C'est pas grave.
pourquoi? J'ai un petit problème.
Oui?
On fait le taxidermie pour les mammals.
Attendez, j'ai un petit problème. Mammals, j'arrive pas à savoir comment l'exprimer.
Mammal.
Animal.
Oui.
Animal.
Il est comme un grand singe.
Ah.
Oui.
Quelle race?
Il est un race de singe qui s'appelle le disc jockey.
Oui.
Vous connaissez?
Voilà, c'est un peu plus petit que nous.
Le disc jockey, c'est pas plus petit que nous.
Oui.
Très comme vous et moi, le disc jockey.
Oui,
s'appelle Johnny Walker.
Oui, ça c'est son nom.
Son nom, oui.
Voilà.
Nous avons besoin de Louis Staffet pour une exhibition de radio.
Ah.
Vous pouvez faire le taxidermy sur le disc jockey.
Oui, oui.
Quel prix vous demandez?
Là, c'est dur. Faut que je regarde le tarif. C'est dur, dur.
10 000 francs?
Peut-être. Je ne sais pas exactement. Hein.
Entre 10 000 à 30 000, oui?
Oh, ben, peut-être pas 30 000, non.
30 000, c'est trop, oui?
Je pense, oui.
Et vous pouvez le faire demain?
Beaucoup. Il vous le faut pour quand?
Oui. Monsieur, je vous expliquer.
Oui.
Je suis un homme qui s'appelle Matthew Bannister.
Yes.
Oui. Je suis contrôleur pour le BBC.
Yes.
Et cet homme, est un disc jockey. Et demain, je peux arriver à votre maison avec le corps de Johnny Walker.
D'accord.
Oui. Vous pouvez lui stuffer avec ses vêtements. Et le prix est moins que 30 000 francs.
D'accord.
D'accord, monsieur.
Allez, bonne journée.
Au revoir. What the? Okay, so Kitty's outing follows this.
Eyes are rightly, see the girl with long hair. See her creeping across summer lawns at midnight. And other people in the town where we live say she's not quite right, but she don't fit in with a small town. They just can't understand why she's got to be free. And for their lives only she cries. There's a red lady, see her jump through loneliness. Lies a Radley, take me when you go. And all the people in the town where we live say she's not quite right, but she don't fit in with a small town. They just can't understand why she's got to be free. And for their lives only she cries. Say she's not quite right, she don't fit in with a small town. They just can't understand why she's got to be free. And put their lives on as she dies. Dies a Radley, I pledge myself to you alone. But she kissed my face and said, love me is nothing at all. She kissed my face and said, life means nothing at all.
From the Jam Extras, that's Paul Weller's demo for Liza Radley.
Today's Wednesday.
Time for today's Kiddies Outing. And here it is. Our Kiddies Outing on 1FM. On Wednesday, the 12th of October, 1994.
Today, I'm going to out Jim Davidson. Mr. Davidson is a cheeky, doctor-faced comedian and has been a practicing friend of Dorothy all along, and I know him.
So in case you missed that, today we outed Jim Davidson. You got any driving news, Peter?
No, I haven't. Johnny has, though. Listen.
Leave him alone. Sorry. Sorry. Do that again. Leave him alone.
Thank you.
brief about the riots last weekend. I drove down Park Lane about 4:30. Nothing there, just apart from a bunch of people swanning around in the sun. And Grosvenor Square was absolutely full of police, but nothing was going on at all. And I was speaking to a journalist who was actually down there covering it, and he was saying, yeah, it's the usual troublemakers on one side and the usual overreactive police on the other. But there's got to be better ways of stopping these things. I mean, if you had... If the protesters elected just one rioter, one person would carry the whole protest. Everyone else stay at home. They clear the same space in town, huge empty space in town. One rioter, one policeman.
Just one rioter trying to riot.
Yeah.
On his own.
You watch one man try and riot.
Okay.
Wouldn't do it.
How about no police? No police. The police aren't allowed in, but their horses are. They can send as many horses in as they want.
Right. Or what about everybody has to be naked? Police and rioters all have to be naked. They'll feel very vulnerable that way.
Yeah.
No fighting. Or you can have a diffusion tactic. Police.
Right.
Fighting police. One lot of police dressed as rioters. Fighting the other lot of police. Mm. Really hard. And so your actual protesters would have their violence diffused. They'd be standing around. After a while, they'd be going, hey, come on! Hey! Hey, leave it! Hey, come on!
Well, and you could arrest... Then the people who didn't say, hey, come on, could be arrested and charged as rioters.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about chess rioting?
What?
Chess rioting. Basically, everyone goes around with a chessboard strapped on their chest.
And they just have to play chess with the police?
Yes.
One-on-one chess?
Mm-hmm.
Or what about you're allowed to riot, but you have to have your feet glued to the ground?
They could use magic.
I don't know why they don't.
I know.
What about the police using power doves? From balconies.
Right.
Sending in power doves in to get the rioters.
Sort of an airborne piece.
Yeah.
Another airborne thing, right? Jimmy Knapp kites. So the big kites, right, with the face of Jimmy Knapp on them.
And a little tape loop saying, I don't think this would be a very good idea.
Mm-hmm. Rioters, no, the rioters and the police don't go in.
Mm.
But they send their offspring in instead. So the rioters, I mean, like little rioters, you know, because they could be all kinds of ages. It's
so both sides, but they just send the kids in.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or their pets.
What, like their police dogs?
No, just normal pets. Yeah. So the policemen have to send their little pets in, and the protesters have to send their pets in, and they all have to stay at home, and the pets carry the banners, and the police pets keep the peace.
So, for example, like the police, I mean, police would probably have a range of pets, like anybody, wouldn't they? So, I mean, they might have gerbils, snakes, dogs, cats.
Yeah, there would be potential for gerbil on pony action.
Right.
In fact, you know what happened on Sunday?
What?
You know that the people in the hotels along Park Lane were overlooking what was going on?
Yeah.
And were kind of going, hey, it's a riot! Great, come and have a look at this!
Yeah.
Except for Marlon Brando, who was staying there.
Oh, yes.
Who went down into the crowd. You heard about this? He was just wearing a loincloth. And he went through the crowd, and they cleared a space for him, and they just sank back as he admonished them and shamed
them. Yeah.
Many of the people who would have rioted were shamed into inactivity by Marlon Brando.
Well, Tony Curtis was there as well, wasn't he?
Apparently, yes.
Tony Curtis went in on a tricycle. He didn't get touched.
Nobody touched him.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas
John Malkovich,
who was also in the film,
what an idiot, went in with 10 joints made out of that illegal, that rubbishy illegal high stuff.
Hopeless, you know. not real marijuana.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody just pissed on him. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, against the white wall, TV antennas in the back, you may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, diamond in the back, sunroof top, big in the scene with a gangster lead, gangster white wall, TV antennas in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and
monster. You can still stand tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Diamond in the back, sun rooftop, digging the scene with a gangster lean.
I think within reason, a limited amount of smack is not something I get hysterical about.
Hi, this is Wakefield. I think Naomi Campbell has a gravel fanny disorder.
Paul Garner's around in the shop somewhere. Paul.
Hello, Chris.
Where are you?
I'm in Belfast Park.
Okay, are you in a shop?
I'm just going through the doors right now.
Okay, make one purchase.
Yep.
Speed you to the counter. Can you get there in 24 seconds?
My most expeditious route to the counter.
I think he's pissed. Just give us a shout when you get there.
Okay, mate.
It's William Devorm, thankful for what you've got. Yeah, somebody, James just reminded me next door, before we started this, that Simon Bates used to start his shows about 4 years ago saying, Morning World. Can you believe that? Morning World. And then a whole massive crowd of people say, Morning, Simon! And now, he's on this local station in London.
Big guy.
Hey, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, you saw me rambling.
Here we go.
All right, up to the counter. When you get there,
yeah.
Ask him if you can have a coin with a better grip, right, when he gives you the change.
There you go, that's £2.
Smug buying, isn't it? Smug purchasing. It's £2.
Right. Sorry about this. Could I have one with a better grip than that, please? Thanks. Can I have one with a better grip, please? Doesn't grip very well.
Gripper.
Can I have one with a better grip, please?
And then when you get that coin, say, yeah, I want one without a Harris on it, please.
A what on it?
A Harris.
Harris. Okay.
This one's got a Harris on it.
Sorry? No, this one's got a Harris on it. Could you place it with one without a Harris? Thank you.
I don't have
it. It's clearly got a Harris.
Everything's what?
Same.
Everything's the same.
But they've all got Harrises on.
They've all got Harrises on, yes. Yes, Chris, that's right.
You must have one without a Harris on.
Have you got one without a Harris on it at all?
I don't have.
Point to the Harris.
There is a Harris on this coin. Yeah, I need one slightly different to that. Thanks very much.
I call the manager, you ask him.
The manager's coming.
Cool.
Yeah, great.
Tell him you'll blow up if you get one with a Harris on.
Okay, I'll explode, yeah, okay.
You will explode, literally.
Could I have one without a Harris on it, please? Without a Harris on it, please, thanks. He's confused. Nobody here understands what I'm trying
to... Point to the coin and say, look, it's a Harris.
It's got a Harris. There's a Harris there. I want one without one. No, he's shaking his head in confused disbelief.
Fall to your knees and say, don't shoot!
Please don't shoot.
Paul.
Yeah?
Beg him not to shoot you and just run out of there.
Could you please don't shoot as I vacate the premises? Easy now. All the best to you and yours.
Okay.
I'm out of there.
Run like a gazelle. Nice. And now just saunter away.
I'm out of there, mate.
There's no drama. You can saunter down the street whistling.
What are you talking about? There was a queue behind me. The queue, it was you.
Oh. Should we make this the last time we do it?
Never. I love it.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, mate.
He is pissed, isn't he?
lazy writing lyrics on this one, isn't it? Just thought, hey, there's fretboards for going up and down. And Johnny Walker will be buried tomorrow. It's just been confirmed. His stuffed corpse sat astride his Harley Davidson, which will ride into the grave as a platoon of 100 marching Colombians shuffles past, showering the great man with sherbet.